Mishnah 6, Hamafkid Peiros Etzel Chaver, if one gave produce to his fellow to look after, and then Afila Hain Oivdin Lo Yigabahim, even if they're going to waste, he's not allowed to touch it, meaning he shouldn't sell it and like keep the money and whatever. He's got to look after what he was given to the best of his ability, even if it's going rotten or being eaten by mice. And he brings over the Gemara, which explains the reason for this is that a person prefers one measure of his own to nine measures of his fellow, meaning he prefers a small amount of produce from his own field to a large amount of produce which he purchases from others. So based on that, Svora, the first opinion is okay, that he just leaves it. He doesn't, the guy must come back and get his produce. You don't do anything with it. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, he says, Mokran Bifnei Beis, did not sell it under the supervision of the court. Because then you'll be like someone who restores a lost article to its owner, because you're saving the money of the person who deposited. So that's right. Then it also brings up at the end that the law is in accordance with the first opinion, so that you wouldn't do anything. And he also brings a Gemara that says, however, if there's going to be an extraordinary loss would be incurred because you are going to leave it, then even the first opinion would agree with Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and the produce would be sold under supervision of the court. So this only applies if it's not an extraordinary loss. If it's an extraordinary loss, then you would sell it and save the money.